I'm Steve Factor, and welcome to the very first episode of the McFuture podcast. This is a project that's been a long time in the making, and by that I mean I spent a long time making it. The reason I'm doing this is I think it's because I'm a little lazy. I was thinking about doing a second book. The original title was supposed to be Innovating Happiness, just to give you an idea of where my head's been at. And I remembered how much work that first one was. And I was like, you know what? I don't think I have the heart to do it. But I needed an outlet. Over the last 2 years, I've accumulated so many interesting ideas about where the future is going in technology, the economy, and society. I'm going to have to live to 340 years old to get through all my draft articles. And you know how they say that if that little voice in your head gets really loud, you should listen to it? Well, actually, what they say is see a therapist. But hey, starting a podcast is almost the same thing. Let's talk about the three topics of the show. The first is technology. People are focused on the things they understand, social media or gadgets and phones and things like that. But what I'm really interested in is what we're doing with them and what they're doing to us. One of the recurring themes in the series is going to be the automation of jobs. We're already seeing the technologies that are going to eliminate millions of jobs. The one that's most obvious that everyone's talking about is self-driving cars. And realistically, in 10, 15, who knows, 20 years, all those people that are driving for a living, they'll have to find something else to do. And all work that's done on computers is next. The way this stuff happens is kind of insidious. It starts with individual tasks. Those get automated. Then it's parts of jobs. When you add it up all together, you see this massive shift in employment, and it's already happening. If you look at the number of people who are eligible to work but not working, that number has been growing for the last 10 years. And one of the reasons for that is exactly this kind of automation. That brings me to the second topic of this show, which is economics. It's usually a bunch of old, boring white guys with really complicated ideas and thick, girthy books. But it's too important to ignore, so I'm going to present it with a little bit more pizzazz. Dancing girls, reality stars, coke-fueled nights with Charlie Sheen. Not really, but I'm not going to shy away from the controversial stuff either. I've already recorded this monologue on inequality that's going to have the Twitters tweeting. Another economics theme that's going to resurface is this idea of abundance. We have abundance of everything. Food, clothing, housing, entertainment options, dating prospects. But if you look a little bit closer, we're not at abundance. We're at surplus. We have massive surpluses of all of these things. And with them comes a whole set of problems TJ Maxx can't fix. Now, all of this leads me to the final category, which is culture. I'm thinking of it more in terms of purpose. All of our problems have moved inward. The world used to give us our to-do list. Weather, starvation, foreign invaders, diseases. But we've taken care of almost all of those things, at least in the first world. But all those things were meaningful, or at least we could connect them to what our reality was. But how do you connect PowerPoint or software or office work to our reality? Well, I do some stuff, and then some numbers get sent from my company to my bank. I use those credits to pay for things that others or machines created. Well, suddenly you don't feel so manly, do you? As time goes on, the work we do gets more and more separated from the real world. So our bodies are being deprived of exactly the things we're still built for. That's why we're seeing all of this depression and self-medication and preachy white girls in $100 yoga pants getting all Indian mystic on us. Namaste to you too, Brittany. I'm not religious, but I keep coming back to this one expression. The devil makes work for idle hands. We have a lot of idle hands on our hands. When you eliminate purposeful work, people float in these pools of Nutella and nonsense. This show is going to explore how we have to deal with that reality. And we will need to deal with it. For every person who knows what he or she wants to do to conquer this new world, There are 30,000 others that have no clue. This show is for them. Finally, the structure of the show. There's going to be a lot of experimentation in the beginning, but basically we're going to have two kinds of episodes. Monologues, more focused and funny than this one, on a topic related to the McFuture and where we're going. This season, the main theme is going to be the one that I would have written my book about, saturation or surplus. The other type of episode are conversations with some amazing guests that can shed light on that topic from an economic or technological or cultural perspective. How do I know these guests are going to be amazing? Well, I've already recorded a bunch of conversations with some unbelievable people. I've had Larry King, Nobel Prize winning economist Joseph Stiglitz, comedian Jim Jeffries, CEO of Coursera and former president of Yale, Rick Levin, Governor Jesse Ventura, and many, many more. You will not want to miss what's coming up next. Well, that's it for today. Remember, this show takes a lot of work. I expect it to be great. If I didn't, I wouldn't do it. If you appreciate all of the effort that goes into it and want to keep me motivated, just subscribe at ideafactory.com, tell a friend, and go on iTunes or whatever your favorite app is and give us 5 stars. Spread the word. Thanks, and see you next time on The McFuture. I'm Steve Factor. Namaste.